Welcome to episode 6 of Say Less. I'm your host, Sheen. Got most of the normal crew here tonight. Got Charles, Nate, Deontay, Pache's back. Joined by our two special guests, Willis and Jay.
What's up, what's up?
Hey, we out here, boy.
That's going to be a great episode.
This is about to be a great episode right here.
We're starting recording 3 hours after our normal time, so we're going to jump right into it. This week is main topic, is chivalry dead?
Yeah.
No.
Is that your answer?
No. I don't think it's dead. No, I don't think it's dead. But I think we should go around the room and just like everyone give their little
opinion,
monologue on it. Yeah. We'll start with Charles. What you think?
I mean, I try to practice chivalry. I hold doors. I pay for dinners. But I also learn from lessons. So if you don't if you don't reciprocate my chivalry with your actions, then like it's not gonna happen again. So like I'm petty that way. So if I hold the door for you, you don't say thank you. You better hold the door for yourself next time.
Charles said you get the door straight.
So when you walk through a double door, if you hold the door open for her and she opens the next door for you, then it's like fuck you, bitch, right?
Yes. So Becky, if I hold the door for you and you don't say thank you,
is it Becky with the good hair though?
It's Becky with the blonde hair.
Oh, what?
All y'all on the podcast that don't know, Charles likes light skins. He doesn't like white girls. He likes light skins.
Charles like his bitches dark as fuck.
What is it?
No, I'm playing off that chivalry thing like with you.
The plan off the all on First Street.
Hold on, yo, what?
It's okay though. We don't mind. We love melanin in our women, bro. I can relate.
I don't know what dark skin you see me with.
Continue though.
Female, I'm sorry.
I was like playing off the chivalry thing. I mean, like if I'm like out and I'm walking around like randomly, I'll hold the door for a female. But like as far as you like saying like paying like dinners, like I'm a nigga. I feel like a girl should earn that. I'm not just gonna take a random girl out to dinner because I feel like I
ain't on first date.
Huh?
You don't pay on first date.
No, you gotta earn that first date.
Nah, you gotta play Uno on that bitch.
That altruism right there.
Exactly.
I'm about it.
I'm about it.
Because I'm not the type of person that likes my time being wasted. So, like, if you want me to take you out, you gotta show me that you, like, want this. So, like,
facts.
No, but when you do take him out, dude.
Oh, yeah, okay, most definitely. Pay it first. So.
I agree with what Bree said, even though her...
That's a hoe.
Can we provide some context real quick?
So Twitter, a few days ago, I asked a question. Do you guys think that chivalry is dead? And Bree gave me this long-ass response.
Shout out to Bree.
But to what?
Stay name dropping.
Hashtag my man smash.
Let us DP that bitch.
Go ahead,
but to summarize what she said, she was basically saying that we live in a generation where girls feel entitled to like the respect of men. Like they just automatically are like, they just feel like, oh, he's supposed to respect me. Oh, he's supposed to do this, do that for me. Like,
yeah.
And I kind of agree with that to an extent in the context of like you should be courteous to like a woman, even if she disrespect you. Just try to be courteous, just be the bigger person, whatever. But I agree with her in the sense that if you're being courteous to a woman, like it's just a simple gesture, like nice acts go a long way. But she's also kinda not credible at the same time.
Jesus Christ.
You can't trust retired hoes, right?
No, you can't.
All right.
Deontay has a real point right here.
Here's my problem with her. She's trying to.
I don't
know if
there's something.
No, like I'm being straight up. Like we don't hold back here. How are you gonna try to preach on something that you were doing the same thing literally 2, 3, 4 months ago? Like you can't. I don't think you've gone through enough or experienced a serious experience to just be able to preach what you're talking about now, because. The same thing you're like, oh, like girls are just entitled and whatnot. You were literally that girl last semester. Like,
but,
what?
But that raises the question that, as humans, do you not learn from things and then evolve and become better people?
In that short of amount of time?
Yes. I mean, if you touch the stove today.
Hold up.
If you touch the stove today and it burns you, you're not going to touch it tomorrow. It's not going to take you 4 months.
I'd touch it tomorrow.
Hey, whoa. But this bitch was at my house last weekend. Let me clarify this right quick. She was trying to drive home, but she was trying to fucking drink a Four Loko in the same goddamn time. Oh. Pache, being a good man here, is like, let me drive your car and take you back to Jay's place. I was like, all right, whatever, I don't give a fuck. This bitch is talking about, oh, I used to be a whole last semester type bullshit.
It's like problematic.
Oh, nah. You can't show the goddamn word that bitch said.
I just want to clarify that at this point was in my car, and I wanted to slap
You wanted to pipe? I mean,
no.
Slap fire out of her ass.
Anyway, no. Alternative facts.
But Nate, it's running off what you just said. You said people don't change, they adapt.
Yeah.
So is that completely changing, or are you just adapting to the situation
around you? No, I do think...
There is a whole difference.
But I used to say that thing, and it's been one of my favorite sayings for a very long time, right? But when it comes to that, I don't think the core value of who you are, like if you believe in God, or whatever it is that you believe in, those things, to the core of you, don't change. You might acquire knowledge over a very long period of time, but those things don't change. Now, I've learned that if you treat girls this way, they're gonna respond this way. I'm not gonna do that again. That's gonna change. I'm gonna adapt, right? So as time goes on, the way I treat girls changes over and over again because I've acquired knowledge on how to treat girls over a very long period of time. So it makes sense that a girl could say that. Now, if she's not practicing it, that's a different thing, but that also comes to like, us giving advice to people and not taking that same advice. Like, we're all humans. I'm not saying what she said is wrong, and at the same time, I'm not saying she might be the perfect thing that she thinks she is, but she could actually really believe that she's not a hoe anymore because she used to be a hoe and now
she has saved.
Yeah.
She's retired.
I retired, so, you know, I believe in retirement because I'm a retired hoe.
I want to give
no comment.
I want to give a quick shout out to Jordy Sofo. That's at JORDYSOFO. Like I said, I asked a question. Chivalry dead. Her response, I thought she was going to say some wild shit. What she said was, I don't think chivalry is dead because good guys are out there. And if you judge two guys off of millions of them, or I think what she meant to say, if you judge millions of guys off the experience of two, because like those two guys didn't open a door for you, then you're small-minded. Mm-hmm. And I respect that answer 100%. I also got from a male's perspective, I thought he was gonna say that chivalry isn't dead. This is coming from Morgan Beatty. He said chivalry is dead because it's an outdated concept. I kind of agree with that to an extent.
Uh-uh. I mean, just be.
But however,
what's the opposite of, like, if you're not being
True.
If you're not being chivalrous, you're being an asshole.
His reasoning was the concept is dead for most millennials because it doesn't coexist well with the modern concept of equality for women.
Okay, I do see that.
So he's saying feminism is the problem.
Feminism isn't a problem, but it ties into it because, you know, you will encounter some of those hardcore feminists like, oh, like, I don't need you to open the door for me. Not coming at the feminists, like, I'm just giving them
problems. Hot taste. He's just saying. he's talking about the bougie girls. Oh, I can hold the door open my damn self, right?
Yeah, but when it comes to that, like, what he's saying makes sense because, and I think when we talked about first date etiquette, like, I think on episode 2, and Cheese was making this, was talking about why we pay on the first date because, like, in the 50s, women didn't fucking work, right? So, like, we made all the money, and you take her out and you pay for it. Now, girls are getting jobs that probably pay more than you. So, you know, it has to be a two-way thing. When it comes to chivalry, I just think
maybe the idea of chivalry is that, but being a gentleman shouldn't be a dead concept.
Right? Exactly.
Facts. The way you treat people with respect shouldn't die, but like, if the chivalry that you have to do everything for the woman, maybe it's dead, because equality for women is a thing that I'm hoping everyone
wants. I mean, the thing is with that, it's like, it's, I don't even know what how to say it, but the way I was raised in the South. I'm from Virginia, by the way.
Whoop, whoop, but, VA for lovers. Two up
VA all exactly. day, 703 exactly. out here.
Okay, there you go. But anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, I was raised in the South, and I was raised by pretty much my mom. My dad had two jobs, but I was told to respect women, to open the doors for her, pay for her dinner, pay for her lunch, whatever. But I mean, in this day and age, they want to be treated equally, but at the same time, there's a lot of girls that want to be treated equally, but at the same time, they want to be...
They expect that.
They expect chivalry.
They think or they're, they think to be they're entitled to it.
Exactly. Exactly. So what do you do in
that
case?
No, you can't blame a girl for that, though.
Oh, no, you can't. No, you
because,
can't.
Like to say, like the way you just said, you were raised by your mom, basically, so you were told this and this. So if a girl is raised by both her parents and she sees that her dad caters to her mom and gives her the world, she expects that expect from the next.
See, you see, well, at the same time, I agree. No, go ahead.
I agree with that. But, like you said, like that's her mom and dad. Like, obviously, he's catering to her because at whatever her mom did, she showed that she was all about her dad. So her dad, what I'm assuming was that, oh, she's all about me. Now that I know she's fully, like, committed to me, invested in me, I'm going to do this for her. I'm going to do that for her. Like, I'm going to cater to her. But what where we're trying to pinpoint is girls who, like, it's not wrong to, you know, just command or, like, just expect a guy to cater to you. But you can't expect a guy to cater to you if you out here playing games, not... You're not showing some type of...
You have to earn. Right? Yeah. Some of these girls be going on a first date expecting the guy to pay for their ass. You can't have that nonsense.
literally earn him 2017. Like, girls, like, just show some type of interest. Like, guys, listen. I hate the all men are trash tweets. Yeah, the same girls who are tweeting that are laid up to the guy as they're tweeting. Like, they aren't giving the... They aren't giving...
No, this is real shit. No, this is real shit he's talking. Come on now.
They saying all men are trash, but they aren't giving a reason. They aren't giving the boy or the guy a reason to be, like, 100% with them. Like, if you're not going to show me you all about me, why should I show you I'm all about you? Exactly what Dion said last episode. If, oh, she going to be out here playing games with me, I'm going to do the same thing. Like what you said, if she want to play games with me, I'm just going to go fuck her best friend.
No, no real shit. If she wants to play games with my emotions, no. If she wants to waste my time and play games with my emotions, then I have no remorse for her. There's no remorse.
Nobody at all. Nobody can show you how. Actually, let me rephrase that. Black people are extra, yes. And I'm saying that because my grandma was extra, so I learned how to be extra. Not J extra.
I'm not J extra.
Black. No, but like I'm just saying, like if you gonna play games with me, I'm gonna show you I can do it better. Like that's just the general mindset. But
yeah,
going back to what.
But that comes back to like, and this perfectly segues into like something that we're gonna talk about, like. Is there like a right time though? Because if chivalry is not dead, right? You're giving this girl everything. That's it. Is there a possibility that you're giving her everything and it's the worst possible time for you to give her everything so things don't work out? Or, you know, it's the right time, but she's gonna bullshit you until it's the wrong time. Like, is there something as the right time?
Basically? Yes. Honesty, straight up, straightforwardness.
But how many people actually do that?
Nobody.
I do that.
That's, well,
you cuff. Hold on. You have no say in this bullshit. You ain't got no opinion.
Is the question being straightforward or?
No. No, he's asking, how do you know, like, is there a time? Like Shane said, there is no, like, timing is like bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta be straight up with him. Like, oh, if, like, the homo Pache. I love you to death. But like, if I'm like sitting here trying to pull up on Pache, like I'm like, oh.
Pause.
You could have used like any girl in the world. All right.
Ellie.
Listen.
Jesus Christ.
Ellie, what's up, girl? How you doing? I miss you. Osher City, what's up?
Nah.
Alright, go ahead.
Anyways, I'm trying to say
recording after midnight ever.
This is the most wild episode.
I'm just trying to say that, if you're giving her everything and she like she's bullshitting you, like if it's the wrong time, she can just like, listen, I got a lot going on. If you wanna hit me up and so like what I did with Lauren like a few months ago, like she was going through like this whole situation.
Stay away from Lauren's.
Facts. She was going.
They have their nipples pierced. It's alright.
She had like this situation going on with her ex or whatever, and I was like, all right, you know, bet. Like I'm feeling you. You know, whenever you, if you ever, you know, want like a serious relationship, hit me up and we can see like where it goes. But it's just communication. Like if it really is a shitty time, like listen. Got a lot going on right now. Like, I just need to balance shit out. Not do what Abby did and be like, no, because I'm still ticked off about that. Not do what Abby did and like, oh, like, made up all these fucking excuses. And then the real excuse was because, oh, other girls are favoriting your tweets. Bullshit. Anyways.
You hear that, Abby?
Let them know.
Do you know how much that blow me? Like, I don't trust you because...
Yeah, you left the damn club at like fucking 10 o'clock.
I don't trust you because other girls are favoring your... Because you're favoring other girls' tweets? What the fuck? Anyways, just be straight up. Like, if it really is a shitty time, just let them know. Let them know what's up. Cause
yeah, but like, what I really wanted to know was like, is there a thing as a shitty time?
No.
Yes, I believe so.
No, yeah, yes, definitely is.
Definitely is.
So, I mean, if your parents died or some shit like that, like you're going through like a major financial crisis.
It's busy. No.
I wouldn't even say busy. I just you trying to figure out.
Because even if you're if you're busy, you can still make time.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I don't want to sit here and
say. I mean,
that.
You can make time, but no, at the same time,
I mean.
Uh-oh, Charles. Uh-oh, you in trouble now.
This is single Charles talking.
You niggas in trouble.
Charles, no, you can make time, but at the same
this is single Charles. 3 weeks ago, Charles.
At the same time, you can be at the worst.
Bring it back. Where are we at? We're talking. Okay, so
this.
As Charles just said, right, like, there is, like, with your wife, you prioritize things that are more important to you than anything else. So, like, you know, you label things 1 to 5, the school, job, girl, whatever it is, right? You label it. But I do truly believe there's a thing that's, like, it's the wrong time because some people are working on themselves. They're, like, trying to figure out school. They're trying to balance a job and school. So those things are more important to them than being in the relationship. So if that person tells you, yo, it's the wrong time because I got this and this and this going on, it's not bullshit. Like, she actually or he actually thinks it's the wrong time. Now, is it a thing that people say just to get people off their back? Of course. Mm-hmm.
All right, I see what you're saying.
I've told girls, yeah, like, oh, I'm going out of town. I'm going to Ohio for the summer.
And the following evening, he was piping some damn bitch in some front house.
He was a hoe back in the day. Back in the day, he was a hoe.
That ties in your Twitter poll. That ties in your
Twitter poll. You can edit that out. You can edit that out.
Twitter poll? Yeah, that ties in your Twitter poll when people said the second half of college is the best time to date. I don't understand that. That's your most busiest time of your life.
Yeah, but that's when you're.
But that's when you're kind of you've gone through.
But then like you're setting yourself up for jobs, interning. Like where do you have?
That should be your busiest time.
You gotta look at your own state of mind. Like yeah. My freshman year, I was not in. I could not do anything. I was my grandma just had a stroke. Mm-hmm. I was worrying about paying for college. Mm-hmm. I was worried about paying for my car, worrying about getting to school, worrying about everything. You know what I'm saying?
Busy getting bitches.
No.
No,
honestly, on a real note, my personal happiness was last on my list. Mm-hmm. I was worried about getting my degree, mm-hmm. about doing everything I needed to do, getting money for whatever I needed, whatever I wanted to get, getting money for school, getting money for this, getting money for that, everything. except for my personal happiness. You
know, I should have specified, like, that's my bad. I should have specified. It's not from what I think people were trying to, like, get at. It's not like they're saying it's time for a relationship. They're starting to get into that mentality that, you know, I've gone through, like, all my partying. Maybe I'm just, you know, ready to not necessarily settle down, but have some type of consistency with a person. It doesn't have to be a relationship, but like some form of consistency.
Yeah, some type of meaningful conversation with the motherfucker.
Yes. Yes. Not about I got blacked out at Theta Apple Pie.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I need to make a disclaimer beforehand. Jay doesn't speak for all of us. He speaks for himself. Jay speaks for himself. The actual loud one in this podcast speaks for himself.
He don't speak for Virginians either.
No, Virginia. He speaks for himself.
I do date outside my race. I'm not all about. Listen, Charles.
I want to make a statement about that too. Hey, I don't discriminate neither. So shut the hell up.
All about the
it is what it is. All
right. So I wanted to go back to Shane. You said the timing thing was a cop out. I wanted to hear a reason why.
Yes.
Okay. So I did say that it was a cop out. Now, having listened to Nate, I understand what he's saying. Mm-hmm. But I also still think that it would still be indicative of your feelings towards that person. Mm-hmm. True. Because if you found somebody and you think that like they're that person that like you want to pursue like a long-term future with, then they would go to the top of your priority list. Like that's what I'm saying.
You see,
like, but in terms of serious relationships. And like seriously caring about somebody and seriously wanting to be with somebody, timing is a cop out.
Okay.
Because if you feel that way about somebody, if you feel that they're like the one, they're who you want, then they would go to the top of that priority list.
Yeah, but I think that also like.
So I think it's still using that would show what your feelings about that person,
would be,
and that's fine. But I think that you should be honest with yourself and with the person is that like, this isn't strong enough for me. So the time and like.
See,
it's
but,
not working.
But peep this. So you're what, 25?
Yes.
Out of college?
Yes.
I'm 22, almost 23, out of college.
Right.
So we see the same damn thing, but they still in college around all these
right.
damn
hoes. That's also.
So
that's
we have a different perspective.
Right.
So, you know, they see all the damn hoes around damn high street. You know, they might be tempted, you know, to pipe on the street. I don't know what they're thinking, but, you know, just me and you is like, you know what? Females are kind of like near the top of our list as opposed to they're worrying about grades and et cetera.
And my thing with that is when you're, like you said, you're trying to figure out a job, you're trying to figure out yourself. Again, if we're talking serious, committed relationships, you should be looking for someone that pushes you to do all that.
Right.
So again, timing then doesn't become. I just feel that using that is indicative of your true feelings towards the person. If you think timing is the reason that's not going to work, you need to look in the mirror and admit to yourself that it's not timing. It's I don't feel that strongly to pursue this with everything else going on in my life.
If you're talking about strength of feeling, like I could have been in a relationship for the rest of my life, my senior year of high school, 3-4 years ago.
Right.
Because like, honestly, I was in love with this girl and I could have married her down the road. But you know,
well,
it wasn't my
sweetheart out here, but I wish I could relate.
She's wild. I can't even talk anymore.
Cutest song, isn't it?
My small ass violin playing for your ass. I'm sorry. Damn Madison High School, Virginia.
You gotta put my high school in this shit too?
You damn right.
Oh, Lord. Lord, baby. Oh no, baby. What is you doing?
I'm calling your shit out. That's what the hell I'm doing.
What else we got? This bitch is
off the rails. What else we got?
Never after midnight again.
Hell no.
Never.
Wait. I gotta shout out to Mother's Day. Shout out to all the moms.
Yeah, shout out to all the moms.
Shout out to all the mothers. You know,
the
milks.
Yes.
We appreciate y'all. We gotta shout out to all the fucking graduates out here. You know.
Shout out to
all the female graduates that might be moms in 9 months. You know, we appreciate you all. All the women and all that you do for us men and your daughters out here.
Shout out to all the women who are.
We appreciate you all.
I just want to give a quick. I just want to give a quick shout out to all the girls who raw dogged and not have had.
Y'all didn't get that plan B. Y'all don't believe in contraception. Y'all are not pro-choice. It's alright. We don't blame y'all. We out in West Virginia. Y'all are not pro-choice. It's alright.
Nice.
It's whatever.
Shout out to you girls who lie and say you take Plan B too.
Y'all are champion motherfuckers. We know y'all too. It's whatever.
I have to take a break outside.
Wow. There's no way iTunes.
The foolishness. There's no problem with y'all. We love you all. We appreciate women's rights and women's values and all that good stuff. Yeah, but you know, y'all be playing some games.
Chivalry wasn't dead. Jay just killed him.
Yeah.
Again, Jay does not. What we think or what we say. He did.
I'm a very chivalrous person here.
Why are you lying?
Why you always
ask my girl Valen right quick?
Why you? Oh,
I went on a date.
For how long?
If you want to do that, we can do this.
We can do this right now. I went on a date. I was like, "Yo, Valen, we're going up for Valentine's Day."
Hold up. Are you saying that you were chivalrous towards her because you ate her out when she was on her period?
No, that was not even it. That was not even it. That was not what happened. Look, the first time I went for a date.
We have crossed the...
That's not what happened. That's a lot of fake news right here.
All right. We had to, like, quickly pause the recording. There's a lot of shit that I'm going to have to bleep out.
Yeah. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, viewer discretion is definitely... I'm going to have to put that in the beginning. Of
We're going to have to start... I'm going to have to start every episode with
this. Viewer discretion is advised. Jay claims he is a chivalrous. So I guess this is homie court. We brought Jay to homie court.
Oh, we're doing a special. Is this homie court?
Who's the judge?
I would like to be the judge for this.
Judge Hill provide.
Okay, Judge Hill.
Silent Hill presiding.
Silent Hill is judging
now. Right now. No one. You're not supposed to yell. Just plead your case, and then Judge Hill and the fucking jury. are gonna determine if you're guilty or not. If you're similar,
what are the charges?
The charges. Jay's not. He's being charged with
not being
failure to be a chivalrous.
So false advertising.
Not being a chivalrous. And what else? Any other charges? Being too free.
All right. Well, y'all gotta present the evidence.
He's definitely guilty for the last one.
Hey, chill. It isn't appropriate and goddamn guilty.
All right.
I was just watching that damn fucking People vs. OJ trial.
All right, defendant.
Innocent. Until
defendant. All right, go ahead and plead your case. Go ahead and plead your case.
Yeah, vampire.
So, you know, I've known Valen since July, August? Mm-hmm. Maybe something around that time. When Pasha was talking to his girl Shannon, you know.
Oh,
I was turned, you know. That's when I first met them. Shout out to Shannon. Alexandria, VA. We out here. VAs. 703-571. That's how we do.
Two down.
Go ahead.
Rolling.
But anyway, it's not relevant. We don't care about Shannon. I mean, hi, Shannon. But anyway.
Wait, when's Shannon?
We saw Hey, but anyway. I was talking to Valen. You know, I've known her for like almost a year at this point. What are we at? May? So almost a year, you know. So. I started talking to her. She's my first round draft pick for cup of season. So I hit her up in like early February. It's like, we going out for Valentine's Day. Chivalrous as can't fucking be. I was like, yo, so we going somewhere for Valentine's Day. And she's like, all right, cool. So I was like, we going to Olive Garden. We chilling. We going to sit at the bar, drink a little something, go back home. But what had happened was is we went to Taco Tuesday. And Pache right here had Kelsey blessing us with fucking pictures. And your boy got two damn turns.
I do remember this.
Two damn turns, let's go.
And you know, I was like, wait, where are my goddamn keys? I can't even go back.
Wait, is that when we were dancing on the tables?
Yes.
Whoa.
No, that was
a few weeks ago.
Man. I might have been dancing on the tables. I don't fucking know. But I was chilling. I was on my best behavior because I had my girl next to me.
Continue.
My future wife.
Your first one draft pick.
First round draft pick, exactly. So,
NBA draft coming up soon.
No, we actually have.
Shout out to the Wizards. We had a great season.
All right,
continue with the story.
I was sitting here. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna bring Valen out to the homies because I value you all.
She smashed. That was after Get Out, though, right?
Before I saw Get Out. I brought Valen around the homies. Because Get Out is a life-changing experience.
Of a Caucasian persuasion.
Patrols don't like light-skinned women.
Hold up. I just want to make a quick statement. just because to all my brethren who've seen Get Out, it shouldn't stop you from dating white women.
Bro, that was a documentary. I learned my lesson.
What? That's what I'm saying.
Because you dated all women.
Hold up.
Charles discriminates. He don't like his women white.
Hold up.
He likes his women with hella melatonin.
Hold up. Melatonin?
I just want to say.
Melanin.
I just want to say I'm not like Kevin. Who says all white women are trash?
Name dropping tonight.
No, fuck him.
All right, look, y'all, hold up, y'all getting off topic.
This podcast is ADHD. I don't think we've ever successfully fully completed a segment.
As I was saying, I brought my girl Valen. I brought my girl Valen out for Valentine's Day. We went to Olive Garden. We had some appetizers. We had some wine. And we came to fucking Taco Tuesday. We was chilling. We was minding our own business. But on the point of chivalry, I didn't pipe the same damn night because I was like, you know what? I just asked her down here for a date, hang out with her because I like her a lot. But I wasn't expecting to pipe a damn bitch.
How was that chivalrous?
So let me ask you then. So what was the blessing of the Simba, you know, the markings?
Oh, nah, we're not talking about that shit. I didn't say.
Two separate nights.
I didn't say anything.
We're talking about second dates here, Pache, though.
You can.
That's what I'm saying. The first date I went out with Valen, it was like, I kind of got too damn drunk at fucking Fats. She got too damn drunk at Fats because... You know, you had your girl Kelsey bless up with shots and pictures, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, we both fell asleep on the damn couch.
Oh, okay.
All right. It happens. I wasn't going into the date to, like, have sex.
So is this
chivalry? I was, like, trying to get to know her.
Is that chivalry?
Is this chivalry? But that's not being chivalry. That's just, you just not.
That's first date etiquette.
That's first date etiquette. But so. It was more of, like.
I on the first date.
But, like.
So I have before.
Difference between but going into the first date.
You're a different animal. Okay.
There's a difference between going into our first date.
Former animal.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Oh, shit.
I mean, so, like,
wait, I give you respect for that.
You usually do wild shit, so I'll give you respect for that night then.
Yeah.
See, I wild out. Don't get me wrong.
Damn.
I will send out very sexual gifts. That shit happens.
Right. So you're sit your ass down.
But I'm being honest here, though.
We're done with you.
I'm going to preside over this so we can move on to
the next. Yeah, what was the verdict?
Guilty. You are not chivalrous.
Oh, my God.
That's not being chivalrous. That's just you not being a dickhead.
So,
one more time,
let's segment into
Jay is found guilty.
Y'all tripping.
You just did what you were supposed
to. So, playoffs. Guilty. He's up. Celtics, Wizards fans, all y'all.
Shut the hell up.
DC area.
Fuck all y'all.
Hey, I'm happy with Wizards. On a real note, I'm happy with the season.
I'm very happy with the season. That's a complete cop out.
There is no cop out. There is no cop out.
I'm pissed off with the season.
I don't ever think we're going to make it past the first round.
Like me seeing the cap, like me being happy about the Caps losing game 7 when they should have fucking won.
We got outscored 2-0, bro.
So you want me to get my hopes up?
How do you go from beating the shit out of them 5-2 at home to losing 2-0 at home?
That's what DC does, unfortunately. I don't get it. I don't understand.
See, the thing is...
We take L's. That's what we do best.
So Pache over here wants me to have my hopes up here, going to the finals, beating the Cavs, 4-0. That's not... That shit's not going to happen.
4-0 is a stretch. I said 6.
That's not even a stretch.
I said 4-2. Wizards over Cavs.
Shit's not gonna happen.
Regardless,
shit's not gonna happen. Regardless, it's not gonna happen.
We'll get to sports.
Well, yeah, it's not gonna happen because they got knocked out.
Yeah, we're done, unfortunately.
We'll get to sports.
Where are the 76ers, though?
Picking third in the draft, they're going to go a lot farther than the Wizards in a couple years.
Okay. Right. In a couple of years.
Okay, that was a good comment.
All necessary.
I like it.
This is all, we're going to get to sports. We got to talk about the drafts and all that shit. So we'll get to that. But one of the topics that we really wanted to delve, and I feel like we didn't talk about, was one-night stands. What's the etiquette on one-night stands?
I'm not a one-night stand.
I got it. So,
this is Jay, by the way. This is Jay.
Problematic alert.
No.
Just let him speak.
I do not have one-night stands because I like having a conversation with a girl to see if I like them. type shit, right? Because I'm grown. I appreciate that emotional connection to him. You feel me? So, the only time I've had a one night stand is when me and Pache went out to fucking Icon. On Walnut Street.
Oh, time out. I haven't heard this story.
Wait. The only time I've had that one night stand. Because
tell the story.
I prefer to know a girl before I pipe on me. You feel me? So, what wound up happening was I was coming home from class one day, and Pache was trying to find Hennessy specials, right? So, Pache was tweeting at Icon and Liquid and Bent and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was like, I'm trying to get some Hennessy from a Lolo. Because out here, fucking Hennessy is a dollar for a shot. So what wound up happening was, is Icon wound up having the fucking $1 Hennessy shots.
Yeah.
I'm as happy as I can be. But what wound up happening was, is Pache brought some females with him.
Ooh, whoa.
He invited some females, I should say.
That's even a stretch, too.
That's not a stretch. That's not a stretch. Because I don't know them. But they wound up coming. So we gonna go with fucking Allison... And Shireen. Shireen. That's who we go with. Shout out to Kendrick. I appreciate you, Kendrick. Shireen.
I'm off this spot.
But what wound up happening was... is I wound up going home with Shireen that night because, you know, she was just, you know, tripping. She was going to walk home with your boy and get some pipe. That's the only time I had a one-night stand in my goddamn life. But...
Yo, this problem,
outside of that, never in my life.
I'm done for the night. Y'all
this is literally.
This is definitely the wildest podcast we've had so far.
I've lost complete control. I apologize. I'm just letting him go tonight.
Shane kind of.
Shout out to Hunter for joining in on the Instagram live.
Hi, babe.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Hi, babe.
Wait, hold on. I want to give my quick. I want to give my quick spiel on one night stands. So like I said, I'm not really much of a one night stand person. Like I've always been more of a relationship type of person. But even still, like if I do have like a one night stand, like I do like I'm very courteous to the girl. Like I'm not like a dickhead. Like oh get the fuck out. Like,
yeah, like, that's
wild.
Can't relate at all.
We're not front stars. What you mean?
We're not. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but you're not a frat star.
No, I'm not a frat star. That how does that make me? I'm the most wholesome.
Can we keep it moving?
Anyways,
let's keep moving.
Anyways, if I do happen to have sex with a girl, like I'll drive her home. Like, actually, like quite a few.
Also, we can spend the night.
Also,
okay. Well, yeah. So like, I don't kick him out like right after deed is done. Like, I let him spend the night and I'll drive him home. Like. Quite a few times, actually, I've cooked breakfast with a girl. Like, it's just...
It's just etiquette. Yeah. Like, it's just being a nice
guy. Exactly. It's being a nice guy.
Yeah, I've done that before. And then I spoke to...
Chivalry?
I spoke right to my...
Chivalrous man,
best,
right here.
One of my best friends, Hunter... One of my best friends, Lynn, I was talking to her about that, actually, when I was single. And I used to, like... have girls be mad at me because they thought like it was more than what it was, but I understand like where they were coming from because I ended up just like making breakfast and like being all very like super nice when it was just like a one night thing.
But you don't want her to feel like it's the walk of shame. You want her to walk out like, oh yes, I just got laid pretty, man. Like have her feeling lit like first thing in the morning. Like, you know, I just got me some Bond dick last night. About to have me a great day. It's sunny. Like it's 79 degrees. Like it's just common courtesy. Like, you know, treat her respect. Like, cause you know that's how you get the all men are trash tweets. Like you, if you hook up with a girl, and then like oh like, you want to call your Uber.
You see,
like
most of my one night stands have been during the winter, so it's not 79 degrees.
Well, that's why you have to stay tonight, man. So you got a cuddle buddy. And
no, I do.
Cuddling.
I do.
Cuddling when you're single is trash.
Facts.
Nah. So question, let me ask you. Is it a one night stand?
It gets cold as shit in my apartment, and that is trash. Your whole comment on that was trash right there.
because I get cold as shit.
Question, so like, is it still a one-night stand if you've had like multiple interactions with this girl?
No. No, it's not.
No.
That's not a one-night stand.
One-night stand is like one and done.
It's like you meet them at the bar at like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
That's like falling on a grenade for your boy.
But what if she's not an ugly hoe?
Shane is right. Basically, yes. Like, one-night stand is basically that, but it could be, oh,
yeah,
we have this connection. Let's go explore that. That's an example.
It's like you smash and dip and then go back and then for round two. You just have interactions between.
But at that point, it's not smash and dip, is it?
It could be a friends with benefits type
deal. You didn't dip. You smash and smash again.
That's a more of a friends with benefits type deal.
It's a smash and boomerang?
That's not that. There we go. Smash a boomerang. That boomerang gotta come back around, and you know. I understand that.
Can we call another session to court?
Oh yeah.
But hey,
I've got one.
Oh, you got.
Uh oh.
Does Deontay have hoes?
Woo!
That's easy.
Yeah, he does.
No. I will gladly admit myself to court for this one.
Alright.
You got two on tape.
Pasha,
you
got this one?
Hold up.
Where's the evidence at, though?
Pasha is presiding.
Yes,
yeah. Just Pasha is presiding.
The Honorable Judge Pasha.
Do we have the audio?
Yes.
Yes.
Hold up.
Audio proof. Hold up.
I'm a loyal man.
You got what?
You want to get cops. Hit me up.
Alright, so you got hoes?
I got hoes.
Here we go. Now, let me refute that. In the court of the United States, if you are intoxicated, you cannot admit.
If you're intoxicated and you don't remember fucking a girl, you don't count as having sex?
Who the hell is that? I don't remember.
You just blame it on alcohol. You just blame that video on alcohol. So I'm just saying.
No, I remember that, but like I'm saying, I was drunk. Like, that's not an admixable.
But also.
I have another point. Just hold on, me out. So if I have all these hoes that y'all so claim that I do, why is my phone
Twitter on lock?
You said it. Why is my phone always dry? Why am I never texting this the same girl? My Twitter is so dead. Like,
see them DMs.
It go down and then DM. It go down.
No, but seriously, like. This like low key why I get
Snapchat me that pussy.
I know y'all doing it jokingly, but like seriously, like my.
Oh, FaceTime me that.
I'm sorry, Jay's wild.
All right, literally, I'm paying $150 for a fucking alarm clock. My Twitter's dead. My Snapchat is never popping. My DMs are never popping. Like, I literally don't talk to a girl like for more than a day. Like, I don't have hoes. Like, if I literally had hoes, like, I'd be pulling like an ASAP Nikki last semester.
Whoa, wait, Shannon, we love you.
Okay, that doesn't matter. All of that was necessary, but that raises a good question, right? Like, what? When is the girl your hoe?
When you fucking? I've been trying to say for the last few weeks, we need to fucking define the meaning of a hoe. Because
when is the girl, like, if you fucked her one time and you don't talk to her ever again, is she your hoe?
But look. There's a perfect example for you. I'm not gonna name drop or anything.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I claim her, but y'all be like, hoes, or hoes plural.
Nah,
she's singular.
You know,
singular.
I know these two.
Who?
I say plural.
Name drop.
Fuck it.
When has that ever stopped us before?
You right. All right. So you got Ellie.
You
go for it. She is your hoe. Yeah. She is your
was. Was.
She was.
Is.
But she's still sending you nudes. But we'll talk about it later.
Wow. No, she don't.
And Courtney. That's true. So we can
explain to me how that.
You smash when you want to.
Yeah, no.
Is that Snapchat?
No. It's not when I want to.
Your Snapstreak is like 45 or some bullshit like that, isn't
it? So if I got a Snapstreak with you for 45 days, does that make you my hoe?
I wouldn't Snapstreak.
You would do
for 45 fucking days in a row. All
right.
That's a month and a half of fucking Snapchatting somebody.
All right, so I had,
Hey.
Shut up. I had a Snapstreak with Shannon. For 5 days, does that make her my hoe?
No, because five days. That's a week.
That's a week.
That's different. That's different from fucking like a month and a half.
Okay, so
there's this girl, Aiko Roth. I had a 114-day Snapchat shoot with her. Never smashed, never, like, done anything. I only hung out with her once. How, is she my hoe?
Did you see news, though?
No.
Man, you fucking failed at life, then.
I wasn't trying to smash.
No, it's not even a don't really matter. That doesn't bring in the case. I think we should define what
right here,
right now, so we could know who has hoes and who doesn't, right? So I think this is my definition, right? A girl you smash more than 3 times.
Nope. Okay.
You talk to more than once every week.
That's only Ellie then.
Caroline.
By those definitions,
more
that's
than
only
three. Hold up. More than 3 times. Cause
Charles got two.
No, hold up.
Me and Shane have none.
There have been girls that I just met. I just met at a club, went home, smashed.
Talked
to her too. Ever to like the next year. Saw her again and smashed.
So that's
and you.
Sorry, Charles. I want to apologize for that. I'm sorry. I should have told
we
you.
We right here, boy. We ain't got no women around.
About that shit.
Yeah, that was.
So then, by your definition, nobody in this room has hoes.
I bet we'll bring it back down to 2 then. A girl you smash more 2 or more times.
You just hang low from 3 to 2.
Because we're trying to find a definition.
Okay.
So we're compromising.
Wait. Hold on. Does 2 or more count like evening sex and then like wake up and pipe sex? Or
yes, that's 2.
That counts as 2.
No, what?
No.
Penetration is sex, bro.
What's yeah, that? Bro. Do it for the kids, bro.
Alright, Jesus. Calm the fuck down over there. Relax yourself. So if you pipe, if you bring her home for the club and pipe that night, and then wake up and pipe again,
That's one.
That has to be one.
That's one. All right.
So that's true.
True.
All right. So now we know
it's got to be 2 count, different count.
Yeah, like you got to come over twice for it to be 2,
or you go over there.
Yeah.
I bet. All right.
So if you
go 2 or more times,
a 24-hour period is 1.
I bet. Okay. That's a good
definition. That's fine.
24 hours is a lot.
So by that definition,
that's like
so.
But you should not pipe it like hour 1 and hour like 23.
So
it's kind of like 24 and like 26.
So the definition is within like 24 or 2 separate calendar days, you smash when you want, and it has to be like an occurrence of 2 or more times.
Yes.
That's what I got. So by that definition, all y'all can shut the fuck up now because it's just Ellie.
Nope.
I don't smash Courtney when I want.
You've smashed her more than once, though, on different colleges.
Twice. But no.
But you said
one of the criteria was
when
you want.
I apologize. You've never met me before, but you know.
Yes,
you
know.
But did you bust a nut in a hole?
Where should we be?
We were at the Larry eating Chick-fil-A. What?
Again, Jay is wild.
That wasn't
Jay
a criteria. That wasn't a criteria.
We gotta talk about this.
But did you bust a nut in this female?
I'm not.
Because that's kind of claiming your property, is it not? That's
what
I'm saying.
Do you know how many dudes nutting girls around here and they for everybody?
They might be.
You
might be right, but I'm just saying, if you're willing to risk it all.
You risk it all every day.
I don't risk it all every day.
You,
what do you say? What do you say on a daily basis?
You Simba Valen.
And
market. All right. Anyways,
that is marking my property.
Anyways, so the criteria. Do you have to meet all 3?
What were the criteria?
That's for Judge Pache to decide.
Pache, do you have to meet all 3? Because I think that's the only definitive way.
I think it's a stupid
answer. All right. What did you define it as?
I have no idea. Like what you just said.
That's fine with me, but I feel like you should.
Because you could pipe a girl and then you could like try and get her over again, but she might not come.
Facts.
Yeah, but she's not your whole thing.
Okay.
All right, we're good on that. Like if.
But how many guys actually have it like that? Unless you're in a fraternity or you're an athlete of some status.
Nah, you.
All right, so you have it like that? I'm asking you.
I have had it like that. Before,
okay.
Where I had. I used to.
So then, by definition, you're the only hoe in the room.
That's dead. No.
No. They said.
Hi, Hunter. What's up, girl?
Oh, no!
What up, Carl?
No!
We had to bleep that out.
Okay. The argument wasn't the guy having the girls being the hoe. The argument was the girls you are having being your hoe. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm not the hoe in that situation. Have I had multiple girls over multiple periods of time? Yes.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to find and define is when is a girl your hoe? Or when is a guy your hoe?
I couldn't tell you that because we throw that word around so loosely. You
yes, that's what I've been trying to say for like the last week. We need to define it.
Nobody has them. We might have girls of like
interest,
but you know, they're not our hoes.
So we
have a very good point because you just get so upset about it. Like, he's like a fucking fiddle every time.
So we're going to define, does it have to meet all three criteria or two?
What are the three criteria again?
Yeah. Whenever you want, okay. An occurrence of two or more times.
On different.
And then the third criteria was two different calendar days.
All right, two out of three of those then. If it meets two out of three of those.
Honestly.
Cause like you what? Can still, cause there are some exceptions.
I can only say one. Cause that's his future roommate.
Oh Jesus!
And multiple fucking dates.
Yeah. All right, so if you smash a girl,
I ain't gonna say no name.
If you smash a girl your freshman year and smash again your senior year, you know what I'm saying? There's exceptions. Like if I smash some random sorority girl or a random
why
girl.
Why should I be in a sorority?
Granted, sorority girls piss me off, but I still love them. Still low. Anyways, if you smack
this up a
when he says low, he piped them all up.
Impregnated them all. So if you smash your freshman year and you smash the same girl again your senior year,
that's just one out of the three criteria, so it doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count.
I say three or more because one time is a fluke, two times is a coincidence, three times is
all right. Yeah. One time is not a fluke.
One time
is not a fluke. You don't trip and fall in a vagina. That doesn't happen. I wish it happened like that bullshit.
It can be. It can be.
No, I don't think so.
One time.
I don't think so.
One time can be a fluke.
No, I don't think it happened.
Don't get twisted.
I don't think it's. I don't think.
So you never like a drunken mistake. Like you like looking at like damn.
I have.
That's how Nate became an Eskimo brother.
No.
You have first of all.
Nah.
22.
She already
knows.
22,
yeah.
Everything
that
I get me in trouble, she knows.
22. 22. If I pop him a second time, that's a problem.
23. 23?
What?
Nate, how are you?
23.
23. I'm the youngest here, and I've had it, so I know all y'all niggas have had it.
Had what?
This shit's a mistake.
Had a drunken encounter where you made a mistake, and you're like, oh, never again. It has to be three or more.
Son, it's never again until you hit a drought for months.
Don't give me that.
You know.
I'm usually on droughts.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm usually on droughts.
3 days that it's a drought. I'm just kidding.
But how long is a drought for y'all though? That's what I'm saying.
24 hours.
Oh my.
That's not true.
Okay. So Deontay might be a hoe.
He got no swimmers left, yo.
No, I'm talking about for Jay. I was talking about for Nate and Hunt specifically, not me.
Dry.
We're not talking. She's
from all sides.
Dust.
That well is dried the fuck up, bro. This is the Sahara Desert on this bitch.
Let's get it back on topic.
We're like an hour in.
So are we gonna decide like three times?
This is the word. I say three times.
Three times. Whenever you want, two different calendar dates.
Honestly, all this is like great, but like
I have
it will take away the fun of me saying Deontay as a host.
This is what I'm saying. Deontay and all the females.
This is a waste of time.
This is the frat star out here talking Deontay, boy.
Hey, Deontay might not have hoes, but you know hoes.
He knows.
Yeah, I know, like Artie said, I know hoes.
You know
hoes. I don't have them, but I know them.
This is the encyclopedia of hoes.
He's
right
the
here.
Hopedia. The walking Hopedia.
I'm just doing whole facts.
He has the whole facts, but he's the Hopedia. All
right, let's bring it home, Ashane. I want to take this part of the podcast to talk about our boy Squiddy.
Shout out to Squiddy.
Yeah, Squiddy.
Squid, Nick.
He just dropped. He dropped like over the past few months. He's dropped like three or four songs that are really, really good. His latest song, PJ. Which I'm gonna put
that joint is fire.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the link in the
PJ bio. Reminds me of like those like you guys ever heard Steal by Jeezy?
He does remind me of Jeezy.
Well, I'm not saying Squid reminds me of, like Jeezy, but like if you it's like one of those songs where you just get in your car like 2 o'clock in the morning, driving vibe out. That's what PJ reminds me of. Like that's when I heard it. I tell you, I was like, some late night vibes for your early for like the early AM. Like it's just one of those
things.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna throw towards the end of the podcast, I'm gonna throw the song which is gonna fade out to the end. But I'm also gonna put a link, a SoundCloud link, sorry.
So if you make it this far, listen to it.
If you made it this far after all the obnoxiousness.
You live the goddamn fucking Deontay and Willis out here.
You can follow him on SoundCloud at Squid Mikhail. Squid Mikhail, yes. On Twitter.
On Twitter is at Squid Mikhail. If you're in the Philly Tri-State area this weekend, Saturday, May 20th, this is part of a show. It's actually a benefit and fundraiser for a brain aneurysm foundation. So if you're in the area and you're into rap music, check that out. There's links on my Twitter to it. Retweets from him.
All of us will retweet.
Tickets are $12. Goes to a great cause. It's all going to that foundation. Definitely give him a listen on SoundCloud. He's the hardest, probably most talented rapper that you should know about. Come a long way. You don't get enough credit. Listen to him, share it, show him some love, and he'll appreciate it. He's a better person than his artist, so.
Yes, he's definitely. So, and even if you don't like rap, just, you know, give it a chance. Maybe this would be the gateway to other great rap.
Squid has one of those voices where even if you don't like rap, like, you just like his song. Like,
yeah. Yep. Because I'm not a big rap guy at all, and it's not because he's my roommate. I mean, his music's just good.
Yeah.
I can listen to it.
Yeah.
So. There's no song I've been listening to.
Still be bumping
on repeat.
Yeah. So, PJ is a banger.
PJ is definitely a banger.
Definitely be dropping that Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to put it at the end of the song. Let's talk about the lottery today. It happened today.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, we recorded at fucking midnight. So everything had concluded, but...
The Wizards should beat the Celtics.
Shut up. We should have beat the Celtics.
That's all I'm saying.
Look, man, I'm a Celtics fan.
No comment.
It's been a good week for us.
Outside of that, I'm done.
It's been a good week. We beat the Wizards. Got the first round draft pick.
Lakers.
We're doing big things, so this offseason is going to be
first
great.
First overall pick.
Okay,
first overall.
LA got number two. Philly, number three.
Who's the first overall pick?
Who do you think's first overall pick?
I like Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, better be
Markelle. I like Markelle Fultz. There you go. DC boy.
What
DC boy.
Position is he
for? He's a point
guard.
But I don't think we need another.
They don't need a point.
He can be a shooting guard. He's tall enough to be a shooting guard. Isaiah Thomas is 5'9".
I think we have eight picks this year. So he might, Danny Ainge might trade it.
Trade the pick?
Yeah.
For who?
We might try and go get a big superstar. I don't know.
PG?
There's no way. You're going to have to give up somebody
There's
else.
There's no way in hell.
To other pieces.
Yeah, give him and what's the name of that guy? Smart?
There's no way in hell.
Give him a pick and Smart.
Just don't want Smart. What the fuck are you going to do with Smart?
Well, it's one of your lady friends.
Smart, so you go.
Brooke says hi. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are getting Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, you think
like I am so tired. Get Lonzo Ball.
I think he's like, I have nothing against the Ball fan.
Oh, Lord.
I like the way he plays.
He's saying how to.
He's nice. What's your name? I don't know. He's not. Nah.
Stop laughing like that.
He's.
I can't take it.
Y'all niggas are crazy.
He's an IG live. He says y'all.
Hold on.
Like, we part of this bullshit.
These niggas are crazy.
Who
are these niggas? They can't see nobody.
Shut up. We all gotta stop talking to everyone another.
That's true.
Another big complaint everybody's been having.
That's true.
Like, there's six conversations going on at the same time.
Yeah. But nah, I don't think I'm a huge ball. I don't know. I just he's not aggressive enough for me. He's not intimidating.
He's like a solid
because he likes him.
Yeah.
He has to learn how to be a predator on the court.
He has to be like his dad. Aggressive.
If you're talking about his dad's ball skills, but like aggressive, trying to get a deal, like his dad is aggressive.
I think that's exactly why he's not aggressive.
He needs to go to a team to a number one or number two that will teach him how to be aggressive.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We don't need a guard, right? We got Russell, who I hate, and we got Clarkson. Yeah, fuck that nigga. We got Clarkson. Honestly, I'm okay with trading Russell for AD.
But what about Julius Randle, though?
I like Randle. I like Randle. But I also do think, I don't know, just LA is not going to be great for another 10 years. So
The Clippers will be alright.
I honestly don't think AD is gonna go anywhere with Boogie being there.
Yeah, nah, he's sure.
Because like everybody has a really good 2-1 and 2. Nobody has like a great
4-5.
4-5. Like AD and Boogie.
Are you crazy?
That's crazy.
I think you're crazy.
Where are you gonna find a better 4-5?
Where's the better 4-5 in the league?
Oh no, I thought you said they're not gonna go anywhere with those.
No. I'm not saying they're not gonna go anywhere. I'm saying like AD is not gonna go anywhere from Boogie in New Orleans. Yeah. He's not
gonna go anywhere. What do you think they're getting at number 3? I don't know, because 3's...
Johnny Jackson's productive.
He's good.
Yeah, I like Jackson.
I like Tatum.
Malik Monk?
I think 3's too high for Monk. I like Malik Monk. I think 3's too high for him. I think he'd fit on the team. I wouldn't mind De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron
is nice. He's like the next guy.
I like De'Aaron.
I think it depends. I mean, it's going to depend on what direction the coaching staff in the front office wants to go. Do you take a traditional point guard, De'Aaron Fox? Do you take a Fox or a Dennis Smith, one of those, and have your true point guard for when Ben's not running the show? Or do you go and take another wing and you commit to the Ben Simmons as our point guard idea, and then we're running out of lineup that's all 6'8 and above? I don't know how that looks, if that's what they want to do. I'm happy with moving up to 3. I think it's funny that we got the Kings pick and the swap actually went into play just to laugh at them because they're just a shit-run organization.
Yeah, they are. It's horrible.
So that was cool. I'm happy moving up a spot to 3. We're going to get a good player regardless. We'll just get a, we get move up a spot, and we get the Lakers unprotected first next year. And I'm sorry to tell you, I don't think they're going to be much better than a top 10 pick.
Oh, man.
I think that pick probably falls somewhere between 5 and 10 next year. So
I'd like the Air Fox.
Take it. Yeah, I think he fits on the team with what they're trying to do. I got no complaints at 3. I don't think they can screw it up unless they go and take. Who's that one kid from Belgium or whatever that everyone keeps hyping up, the point guard?
The guy from Arizona, Markkanen.
Lauri Markkanen.
That would be a bad pick for them too at 3.
I don't think they would take him at 3. I don't think they're going to go big.
They drafted
a big guy.
They've drafted big guys the past
5 or 6. I think 4 years. It has to be a wing.
It better be a fucking guard. Point. A guard.
At the tallest, they need to pick a wing.
Right.
But they need
worst case scenario to take a wing. I would like to see a lead guard because I don't think Ben Simmons should run the point all the time.
Exactly.
Nor do I think Jared Bayless.
Who got number 4 pick? Suns?
Suns fell back to 4. Kings pick 5, which would have been us before the swap went in. That was the only move. The only real
what number pick is the Knicks?
7?
Damn, they really got fucked in
there. No, 7 is the T-Wolves. No.
Knicks are 8.
Knicks going to suck big for the next fucking length.
Yeah, Knicks are 8. Yeah,
Knicks and the Nets are both.
The Nets are really screwed, but the Nets are...
That was probably the worst trade in history.
The Knicks are
pretty... Which trade?
The Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray. Jason Terry
to
Brooklyn Nets for whatever the players involved were, and 2 unprotected first-round picks and the right to swap this year. And it's going to turn out to be 3 top 3 picks, probably.
Yeah.
Because they're just...
They're kind of screwed until 2019. Yeah. That's kind of how it's going to be.
Yeah. If we're talking drafts, why don't we talk about NFL draft too? Because we have to talk about NFL draft.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. I mean, what? Yeah,
I know I can talk about my team.
Redskins suck dick.
We're not going to talk about the Redskins today.
Got my man John Allen. I played against John Allen in high school.
Hey, Stonebridge.
Stonebridge
High School out in Ashburn, where I live. You know, it's all right down there.
He's a beast. He's going to do some big things this season.
Shout out to fucking Loudoun County. Right,
that's what they said about Eagles. RG3.
Fuck RG3.
Hey, I saw my Chipotle one time out in Sterling. You know,
I appreciate him for 2012, but fuck RG3. Anyway, Philadelphia got some W players,
yeah.
And I appreciate them for that.
Yeah.
I've always respected the Eagles.
Don't.
I'm not patronizing you at all. Like, real shit, I've always respected them. Always respected the Giants, always respected the Eagles.
He
fucking lied. Hate the Cowboys.
He lied like shit.
No,
he's
no,
a Redskins
no.
fan. He's a Redskins fan.
I just like all the black people on one damn team.
Brian Dawkins, Donovan McNabb, fucking Brian Westbrook. Those are my homies.
I love the Eagles going up.
Burgang.
I love
Fly no, Eagles fly.
I love Brian Westbrook. I love Brian Dawkins. Donovan McNabb was on the Redskins
For a year.
Dickhead. That's true, but dickhead.
It's going to be a two-part episode.
It's gonna have to be.
And then, like, last one, because I know this might be your last time here. We might not catch you back. So
that's true.
Jay's graduated already. He's about to head out into the real world.
December 2016. We out here. It's what we do.
What's next for you?
Well, what's next for me is, you know, I kind of applied to some jobs, y'all. You know, out in Virginia to be a mental health technician. Mm-hmm. Whoa, watch your mouth. But anyway, I like mental health, so that's kind of my thing. So
Glenn does something like that with prison.
I was gonna do clinical mental health out at Florida State, mm-hmm. or counseling psychology as a master's and do clinical as a doctorate, mm-hmm. or just straight up do fucking psychiatry as a doctorate, you know. Those are my that's me, you know.
So the immediate plan
I like mental health, but the immediate plan is to work at like a clinical health facility, like with inpatients that have like schizophrenia and like those type of mental health disorders, or just work like in a psychiatry division with people that need like therapy. So that's kind of what I'm up to, you know.
I honestly think that's the best way to go, because what beats real world experience?
Exactly. So that's kind of
because you learn so much in school, but
what can you show? Ain't nothing gonna beat like working with folk.
Exactly.
Out in what they're dealing with. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm up to. You know, ain't nothing too special.
We're still here for a little bit. What's your advice for rounding it out?
For anybody, yeah.
Yeah, for anybody, really. For anybody graduating, you know. Since graduation has kind of just happened, it's a good time in your life, you know. Get turned for like a week or two, but you gotta kind of get along with your life. I graduated in December, so I can kind of, you know, chill for like... Damn! I can kind of chill for like a month or three or four and kind of then keep shit moving, but you know... You gotta get out with your life, you know. West Virginia is alright, but you know, you gotta get out of this goddamn fucking state and go back home or go to wherever the hell you feel like going to. Help out that community and, you know, do your own thing. That's kind of how it is.
As extra as you've been, like, I'm not gonna be like all sentimental, but like meeting him was like one of the funniest and like greatest times.
I agree.
I'm not gonna lie, yo. He's introduced us. He's brought all of us to Henny Night. He started that, so it's become like a regular traditional thing. And everybody's been wild. It's been some wild nights.
A lot of wild nights.
So I can give that to him. As extra as he is, and he does the most.
What does the name mean?
He brings the energy. He's that friend that brings energy.
Every night. Every night he brings energy.
Energy levels are definitely...
As much as he pisses you off sometimes.
I feel a little bit offended by that.
It's a lot of hate relationship.
I don't... never mind. I do kind of piss people off.
Well, actually, when we had a two episode tour ago, we talked about what the summer plans for everyone. Pasha and Willis, you guys were not here. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to tell us about your summer plans, Willis.
So, I'm starting my major, my minor in personal training tomorrow, Wednesday, the 17th. So that's my plans. And then work until school. Graduate in May is the main thing.
All right. Project.
Mine, work this summer. Trying to take second session for summer classes and then get back to like sports stuff. Trying to hop back in with the women's soccer team. And work my way up from there. So
you might want to hit up CJ. She lives on the fourth floor. She's the manager.
CJ?
That's definitely. Shout out to CJ.
Yeah, for.
Yeah, this is definitely our wildest episode.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah, it's gonna come
by far.
This is gonna
it's
be
coming via it's coming via iTunes and video.
I don't know about video. Hey, but Shout out to Liquid Lounge, though, my girl Bethany. I appreciate you. Not lying. This past semester, you've been showing all types of love.
He said, fuck that.
Like, Bethany, we love you a lot.
We got the dollar mini, you know, Saturday, $3 top shelf pitchers.
Man, stop promoting y'all. Y'all not even opening the
anyway, side. Bethany, we love you. Garth, you my mans, you know. You the manager out there. Caitlin, yeah, I. Yeah, Bethany, but you
I.
You
all right. I got more set though, so.
But yeah, we want to round this up. As I said, after this episode ends, I'm going to plug Goody's song, and it's just going to fill out. So just give it a look.
Please check it out.
Yeah.
Please.
Links going to be in the description. As we always say every week, share, retweet, review,
drop comments, reviews, comments,
please,
reviews, please.
Tweet us if you weren't happy about the things we said about you. I know Kelly's going to have a lot to say. I mean, tweet us. We're not going to talk about it on the podcast, but you know, we'll see the tweet. So, but yeah, share with your friends, spread the word. We're just a bunch of college kids that just like to talk about shit and record it. So,
yeah.
Just let us know. And always remember to live out life as much as you can. This has been Say Less episode
6. This will be part 2.
This
will be this.
2-part episode.
Yeah.
The wildest episode is going to come.
6
in 2 parts.
6.5.
Part 1 and part 2.
Free tax.
Yeah, free money. My whole love it, I'm cold-blooded, my soul love it, and I need you. Now go bustin' on those.